Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on Ephesians chapter 5, we were talking about when you are to teach the principles of the Bible to our children, which is all the time. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The idea of the word admonition is of verbal training. And because the tense is continuous, it means to repeat it. Teach Bible. Teach the principles of the Bible for living, and teach it often to your children. Peter, Apostle Paul, both in their epistles spoke of putting the adults in remembrance. And if it needs to be repeated for adults, it definitely needs to be repeated for our children until it's ingrained in their heart. And it begins to lead those children to holiness. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, we read, "And these words which I, that is which God, command thee this day, shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently." Now, what does the word diligently mean to you? Well, it means giving it your all. I mean, making this very important. And so he says, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." Now, he said that he commanded this day that the words would be in your heart. So, first of all, the words need to be in your heart. You've got to get into the Word of God to where it's in your heart. And then you're to teach them diligently to your children. And how often are you to do that? Well, listen to the rest of Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 9. It says, "And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Well, talk of it when you're sitting down, when you're walking, when you're lying down, when you're rising up. Boy, I tell you what, now that's pretty well around the clock, isn't it? Talking to your children and driving these principles into them from the Word of God, this doctrine. You see, a lot of us, we've had family altar where we just had a few minutes each night and 4 or 5 nights a week that you might do that, if you do it at all. Well, they were not only doing it every day, it was to be throughout the day. And he goes on in verse 8 of Deuteronomy 6 to say, "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." Now, let's think about those two verses. On your hand, as frontlets between your eyes. In other words, to be thinking on these things. Always have it before you. "And then write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." I think it's interesting today that you walk into the room of kids, especially teenagers, in this modern day, and you'll find posters. Many times there's rock musician posters. There are half-naked people posters. There are people that may be athletic, not necessarily saved. And if they are saved, the emphasis is more on that they're an athlete than their salvation. And the problem is that Christian parents justifies before their children that what they're doing. They allow them to have it. Now, if you're a Christian parent, seeing the context of Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 9, what your child should have on the wall are Bible verses. Now, if you want to go out and buy nice plaques with Bible verses on them, that's great. We had a real nice plaque on our wall that had the Ten Commandments. And it's been about 20 years ago, but somebody broke into our home while we were at church and stole the Ten Commandments off the wall. Well, maybe it did them some good. I don't know. But it's good to have scripture verses on the wall. It identifies to strangers when they visit your home that this is a Christian home. I had a salesman that was by my house recently, and he mentioned about us being Christians. And I thought, well, now, how did you know that? How did you know me? And he had seen the sign on our front door that says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so, and by the way, that opened the door to witness to him. And although he was already saved, it opened the door of witness much more easily than just hitting him cold turkey. So I love that, and I think that that was a good way to go. And I think this is a good testimony to have scriptures on the walls in your home, and especially in the rooms of your children. What you allowed them to honor in that room that is dedicated to them is what will be manifested in their adult life. And it's a shame that too many parents are giving permission to the devil to mess up their children. Now, the idea here is, back in our text, in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4, is training of the mind. You are implanting these things in their mind. You're repeating it, and you're bringing it up, and you're doing it so well that when they are old, they cannot depart from it. In other words, it's not that they won't ever do wrong. They will. But it will always be there in their heart and mind. It will be a prick in their heart and mind. It'll always convict them, and it'll make them uncomfortable with their sin. You see, your child has a free will. And that's why it's so important that you implant the Word of God, you repeat these things so that they'll always serve as a form of conviction. Because when they're old, they won't be able to depart from it. That doesn't mean they will always be right and always be good. It means that that Word of God in there will always convict. So plant it in their heart. The first reference in the Bible to teaching is interesting because it has to do with Abraham's responsibility to bring up his own son in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. In Genesis 18, verse 19, it says, "For I know him." God says, "I know him." That is, he knows Abraham. "That he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." Now, my friend, can God count on you to direct your home and your family in the fear and the admonition of the Lord? Abraham is a picture of a father who did not put off this responsibility to the mother. No, he led his family spiritually. He's the one that could say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, is that true of your house? I hope that it is. It's interesting. Abraham made an altar. We find that in Genesis chapter 12 and several other places that he'd go, he built an altar. His son Isaac went out and built an altar. Isaac's son Jacob went out and built an altar. The building of the altar seems to have to do with a place where they would both worship God and be thankful for his grace or mercy or deliverance. And so it was part a confession of sin and a partially a seeking of mercy and grace and a partially a rejoicing. And so those altars would be put there and built there as a place set aside to worship the Lord. Do you have a time and a place in your home that is set aside to worship the Lord? It's interesting, Lot lived with Abraham, but Lot left Abraham. And we don't see any instance in the Bible that Lot built an altar. I don't know that we see that for Esau either. And when I think of Lot's children, Moab and Ammon, we really do not see that these families followed God because their dads didn't have a place set aside for the worship of God. Now, Lot had the influence, but his free will did not follow it. My friend, your children may or may not follow it, but having an altar, and by that I mean having a time set aside where you sit with your family and share the Word of God each day and have prayer with them, although your child may decide to go in the wrong direction, your child will have a witness there that they may pass on to their children. Don't deprive your children of the Word of God from your lips, because that's a grave failure as a parent. It's to fail this commandment to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. You see, you are to be an overseeing father. And since it is of the Lord, we do need to be scriptural and prayerful. And when he says to bring them up, the idea is that we're to bring them all the way up. The teenage years is a time to give it more, not less, especially when Satan is tempting their hormonal life. I mean, there are hormones in those kids and they're jumping big time. And for some reason or another, Christian parents have been duped by one of Satan's henchmen to believe, well, now you lighten up. You lighten up on the standards. You lighten up on the overseeing. You lighten up on making the kids go to church, be at youth meeting, doing all these other things. You lighten up. And when you begin to question it, the devil has a second thing he adds in there. Oh, but you trust your child. He's a good boy. She's a good girl. My friend, it's not a matter of trusting your child. Rather, it's not trusting the devil. And my friend, Satan is much greater than your child in knowledge and ability. And when you start moving towards the world moves into you. And you move that child to the world will move into him. The world will move into her. So when you bring your child up, bring them all the way up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Now, my friend, this comes down to choosing to obey God or not obey God as a Christian. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.